This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Initial trends that emerge in counting of votes for all four states and a union territory have sustained as counting rounds progress into the day. BJP is headed for landslide victory in West Bengal assembly elections, whereas the ruling dispensations are set to return in Assam and Puducherry. In Tamil Nadu, actor-turned-politician Vijay's party TVK is poised to deliver a super hit on debut. In Kerala, Congress-led UDF is marching towards a clear majority to replace LDF. In assembly by-elections, BJP has won a seat each in Gujarat, Tripura and Nagaland, while Congress has won in a Karnataka seat. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju today said that the newly inaugurated Arunachal Niwas in New Delhi marks a significant step in strengthening support for the people of Arunachal Pradesh. The Arunachal Niwas was inaugurated by Chief Minister Pema Khandu on Sunday. In a social media post, Rijiju said this facility will serve as a home away from home and strengthen the connect with the capital. Deputy Chief Minister Chauhan Men today inaugurated Abhidanand Bhavan, a four-storied boys' hostel at Ramakrishna Mission, Narottam Nagar, Tirap district. Presided over by Swami Gautamananda, the event marked a key step in upgrading aging hostel infrastructure. Education Minister Pasang Dorji Sona inaugurated the hostel lift, while DOTCL Minister Wangki Lowang alongside MLA Wangling Luangdong opened indoor sports facilities. In his address, Main announced sanction of a 200-bedded hostel and 64 staff quarters, reaffirming government support for education and tribal welfare. The office of the Additional Deputy Commissioner, Kimin Papumpare District, has announced traffic regulation on the Kimin Potin Road stretch in view of ongoing upgradation works under Project Runang. According to the advisory, vehicular movement will be regulated to ensure public safety and facilitate timely completion of the project, especially considering the limited working season due to monsoon conditions. As per the schedule, the road will remain closed from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m., 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Emergency vehicles, including ambulances, magistrates and a VIP movement will be exempted from the restrictions. In a key initiative under the Vibrant Village program, NCC cadets visited Bello Village under Damparijo Circle of Upper Subansiri District, gaining exposure to indigenous traditions and rural life. Predominantly inhabited by the Gallo tribe, the village offered insights into rich cultural practices and social systems. The primary objective of the visit was to foster interaction between cadets and local villagers, enabling young minds to understand and appreciate the customs, traditions and social fabric of the Gallo community. The third edition of Siang Biodiversity Meet commenced at Gobuk, bringing together conservationists, nature enthusiasts and local communities. The event was inaugurated by DC Talo Jerang. Key highlights included the launch of the website gorgeousgobuk.in, release of the book The Guardian of Gobuk, unveiling of a biodiversity trail map and the Journal of Green School. The meet aims to promote conservation, sustainable tourism and community participation, showcasing the region's rich ecological and cultural heritage. On the occasion of the anniversary of Operation Sindoor, a spearhead gunners organized an event at PM Sri Kendra Vidyalaya, Tooting. The event aimed to enhance awareness among school children about the growing role of modern technology in military operations. During the event, various types of drones were displayed and live demonstrations were conducted to showcase their capabilities. The significance and operational role of the drones during Operation Sindhu were highlighted, giving students valuable insights into their application in surveillance, reconnaissance and tactical operations. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.